Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to this chair. We're doing the second in the series about Hishtadlus, Parnasa, Shidduchim, Betachin Lamaisa. The first chair we gave was about following the GPS of Hashem through life, and Hashem's taking us to where we want to get to. This chair, Bez Hashem, will be about expectations. People have a lot of expectations, a lot of Betachin, so this chair will be about expectations. Nowadays, everyone has a lot of pchadim in this world. They're worried about this, worried about that. It's a new generation of pchadim. It says in Kapitel Memvav, Elikim lanu machsa v'oiz. Hashem is for us the strength, Ezer b'tzarais nimtzamai. We have Hashem's strength always. Akein le'nira b'hamir aretz uv'mait harim b'lev yamim. Therefore, we're not afraid when the world's shaking. So, David HaMelech is saying over here, when the world's shaking and everyone's running, they want to run away from Israel, they want to run over here, and nervous about this, nervous about that. So, the way to get away from the problems, Elikim lanu machsav ha'oiz, as of etzaris nimtzam ha'oid, alkein lo'nira b'hamir aretz, of ma'itarim b'lev yamim. That we won't be afraid from all this going on. So I was once walking by a construction site, and they had a big scaffold, a gigantic scaffold, and the guy working up there is standing on this little wood that could crack any minute, and he could fall down 20 flights. But he has a cable on his back with a wire that connects him to a harness connected up to a beam or something. Even if the whole thing collapses, he'll still get caught up to that beam, and he'll be safe. So, David HaMelech is saying over here that even if the whole ground shakes underneath, you can connect yourself up to Hashem. You can make that harness. You can connect yourself with that wire to Hashem. And if you connect yourself to Hashem, then even if everything goes underneath, goes bad, you're still good. But you have to connect yourself up to Hashem. People run away. They run away. They're scared. They're running. That's not such a good Eitzah compared to this Eitzah of much better option, connecting yourself to Hashem, and then you'll be safe. I was thinking a mashal, you have a king, and one of the towns they rebel against the king. So the king sends an army to go take care of the problem. So there's one guy in the town, he says, I have two options. Either I could run away, right? Or I could somehow send a message to the king to make shalom, to make up, say I didn't really want to be rebelling, I'm not really part of it, right? What's a better option? To run away? Or to tell the king that, you know, I want to connect to you, I don't want to be part of this. So if a person works on his betachin, he's connecting to Hashem better, that could save the whole city. That could save the whole city. A guy came to the disciple once. He's all nervous. He went to Mekubal. The Mekubal read his hand. Who knows what he read over there. He went crying to the stipler. The stipler said that one Yehesh Merabah could change the whole hand. Because the Gemara says that I feel Xerish Hashem Mishana, one Yehesh Merabah can bite in the Gansana. So, Pshat is that there's always scares things. There's nothing concrete. There's no real danger. It's just all these Pchadim and things. Nobody knows the future or anything. So the option of running away is like that guy running away from the town, right? He wants to run away from the town, but it's a better option if he gets involved with the king and tells the king that we're not rebelling, I want to get shaychas to you, let's do tshuva, let's connect more to Hashem. And that's the option of the cable, where if you connect yourself, you have to physically do it. It's not, people say I have betachin, but they don't realize you have to connect yourself with that cable to Hashem. You have to physically connect yourself. How do you physically connect yourself to Hashem? It's very simple. You have to take out the middleman. You have to take out the middleman to connect yourself to Hashem. That's a big avoider, to take out the middleman. When a person realizes he's not in control, the Rebbeinu Shem runs the world, then he has no madaigas. Right? Let's say a regular guy, he has his business. He worries about his business. Does he worry about Amazon? Does he worry about other companies? This company, that company, no, it's not his problem. If you realize Hashem's running your life, he's fully in control, he's doing everything, then you don't have to worry about your business either. You don't have to have the daiga. You have to take out the middleman. Take out the middleman, That'll give you the menuchas hanefesh and the connection to Hashem. Well, Hashem will be interested in taking care of you much better. So, the hachna to Hashem, following his GPS, following Hashem's anhaga, and connecting you to Hashem, will give you the menuchas hanefesh and the relaxation to let Hashem run it. And that's why the Chavos Levavos says that menuchas nafshei b'tchoinei alakav, k'mashe'evet chayi l'vtoyach aladaynav, ne'shemeina b'tech b'lakim b'tech b'zulasai. U'mishe b'tech b'zulas Hashem, meisr l'kim ashkachasai me'alav. Meniach ha'isa b'yamisha b'atach alav. That if you take away your b'tach in Hashem, Hashem takes away his ashkacha from you. So why is the Chavos Levavos saying in a negative way? He's just saying that if you have betachin, you'll get more stuff. Why does it say you could lose it? If you take away betachin, you'll lose it. The answer is because he doesn't want you to start thinking about what you want. That's not going to give you a betachin Hashem. Yeah, the way to get betachin Hashem is things that you have from him, right? You're connecting to Hashem and realize it's from him, then Hashem won't be meiser as hashkacha from you. We're not running the world. Hashem runs the world. But when Hashem gives us bracha, Hashem gives us all kind of good things. We don't want Hashem to be meiser hashkacha. We don't want to take away the hashkacha from us. So we have to realize and be makah that he's the one that gives all the good. And that way, if we connecting to Hashem, that's the way you connect to Hashem. And then Hashem will give you more good because he sees that you're being makah his chesed. So the avoda is to take away the middleman, to realize that the boss is not because of the boss, not because of this. Hashem's the one giving you everything in life. And that gives you the menuchas hanefesh not to worry when everything goes haywire. So our job is not to put in what we want. Our job is to take away the middleman. That's our job. And that's how you hook into Hashem. So now we have to discuss the topic of expectations. When a person has betachin, he sees Hashem's hashkacha. Right? He sees Hashem's hashkacha, and therefore he feels relaxed, menucha, and he has the expectation that Hashem will take care of him. Right? Automatically, realizing Hashem taking care of you gives you that sense of feeling that gives you the menuchas hanefesh. Right? That's how betachin works. You feel Hashem is running it for you. Therefore, you have the menuchas hanefesh and the relaxation and the expectations. And menuchas hanefesh, you have the expectation that Hashem will take care of you.
Yeah, Hashem owes you nothing.
How do you get the expectation? When you makir, the chasadim continues to do you, even though he doesn't owe you anything, automatically, when you're in a matzav that you're getting toiv, you automatically betach in it. It's automatic. You rely on it. It's a teva. It's a teva. It's not a seichel. The thing is a teva. So when you see Hashem taking care of you, automatically you rely on him, and you betach in him. That's automatically. When you take out the middleman, then you automatically betach in Hashem. So the topic today is expectations in life. Everybody has a lot of expectations, and they say they have betachin Hashem. So you give them a good shidduch, give parnasa, kids, this, everything, expectations, right? And that comes from the hergish of betachin. Problem is that Rashi says, "Tam tiyem Hashem ulekecha, his halach imay betmimos utetzap eloi v'loi sachkar achar asidus." El kol mash yovel chakabel b'timus. Rashi is saying over here, mamish lahepach from expectations. Rashi says al tachkar achrasidus. Ella kol mash yovel lechol kabel b'timus. Everything that Hashem brings you, makal b'timus. That's not expectations. That's not opposite of expectations. Rashi is saying over here that you're letting Hashem fear you and you have no expectations. The stira. Betachin brings you expectations. That's what betachin does. It's mitzias. When you feel close to Hashem, you feel Hashem his chesed, you feel he's going to take care of you. You feel that the hergish. Here Rashi is saying, "Lo yisach l'acharech asidus." Al kol ma shiyavi alecha kabel betumimus. Everything Hashem sends you, you makabel betumimus. You have no expectations. Lo yisach l'acharech asidus. Al kol ma shiyavi. Rashi is saying, "Lo kol ma shiyavi alecha." You're just makabel. That's the opposite of expectations, right? So stira. And everybody knows the Gemara in Gittin that during the time of the Churban there was a hunger, and Marsa Bas Baisis, Asirasa Yerushalayim, she was one of the richest ladies in Yerushalayim, And she sent the shliach to go buy flour. Well, Amr Leh, Zil Aisi Smida. Go buy me the expensive flour. The Azal is Dabin. The shliach went to the market. It was sold out. Asa Amala Smida Leka Chiyurtik. The next level is the Chiyurta. Amala Zil Aisi the Azal is Dabin. Time he got there, the Chiyurta was out. Asa Amala Chiyurta Leka Gushkura. The next level is there, third level. Amala, so go buy it. Adaza Aza. The only thing left is Kimcha Desari, the lowest grade. The fourth grade, by the time he came back, was empty. It was gone. So she was putting on a shoe, kitzah shoe, the Gemara says, whatever, she ended up dying. Right? She died. What killed her? What killed her? Her high expectations in life, what killed her? Her expectations killed her. You know, we saw Slanda said, nobody ever died from hunger, they died from busha. You get the food, but it's busha. So here also, she could have got the food, but it was the expectations of getting the best that killed her. So this story is very applicable nowadays, because the expectations that we have and how we're using betachin is killing us. A person has expectations to get the best shidduch, best job, best this, best that, and we're holding out for the best. Right, some people are holding out for the best and they're waiting a very long time. So, is expectations betachen or is it not betachen? That's the big question. Is expectations betachen or is not betachen? David HaMelech said, Chavolim naflu b'ne'imim. Ata toimach gairoli, you chose for me. David HaMelech said, Ata toimach gairoli, you chose for me. I didn't choose anything. You chose for me. The chelik you gave me, Chavolim naflu b'ne'imim, is the best. Gol al Hashem, Hashach al Hashem. All these psukim are saying that you're not choosing, Hashem's choosing, you're letting Hashem choose, and you have no expectations. You don't have the expectations. You're not holding out for the expectations. Ata toimach gairoli. Hachal nafli banimim. It fell to me. Gol al Hashem. You leave it up to Hashem. Hashach al Hashem. Right? You have no expectations. You're giving it to Hashem. The Chavis Tavava says, Ki abari yisala lo yalimu menu oifnei te'alas ha'adam. Rabbi Shalom knows how to operate the person. Hashem knows best. Why? But then Nisan came. Because Baruch Hu made us. It's like a computer programmer, right? Computer programmer knows the best how to fix the computer because he made the computer. But then Nisan is Mneishu Hu Echam Emaisav. Ve'emi Shedeb Oifne Tikkun Hasei Vahefsid Vagarim Hamasigam Maisei Vahefne Machlasei Vahechlasei Yaisim Maiseiu. No one knows how to fix it, how to do anything. The one who made the computer, he's the best that he made it. The Baruch Shalom, he knows the best how to operate us. He knows the best how to program us, and he knows the best how to take care of us. If this is true by a computer programmer, he just put it together, the computer. But Hashem made us yesh me'ayim, right? Hashem made us. The whole Yesh Me'ayin Hashem made, not just the putting it together. Chashayish v'ha tzura v'atzomia atzumas ein lam b'am shum tachbula. V'lechoyos t'chad shum. The Chayos T'vavis, Paragimel Chayos T'vavis in Shair B'tachin says that the person who puts together, he knows the best, but he didn't even put together Yesh Me'ayin, he just put together what's there. Created the entire person out of nothing. The Chacham Hayideya, he knows how to program us better. Hashem knows how to take care of us better. Hashem knows what's best for us now and forever. Forever. So the Baruch Shalom's Hanhaga, that he knows how to take care of us, is better than anyone else could possibly do. Habari Yisrael Yidei Inyanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your Inyanim better. Ani Hashem Melekechem Lamedcha Lahayol Drechecha Mederech Teilech Ki Esheshayav Hashem Yechiech Echava Aben Yiratza. So the Chazal ends up with Pesukim. The Baruch Shalom is there to take care of you. And it's an Hanhaga Hashem. So you see also over here, Chazal is saying that you don't know how to do it, you have to leave it to Rabbanu Shlalom, and you have to let go. In Perek Zayin, in Avos Hashem, it also says, Shanashim Yaideh Elokeim, the people know Hashem, V'kiru Chefzavim, the Makir, the interest Hashem has in them, V'hanagasi Aysam, how He takes care of them, V'chiyu Manigim, M'chalkulam, He leads them, and He takes care of them, and He gives them food. V'mashli V'asir B'chash Anasanem, and He controls everything about the people, and He gives Rishus to do certain things in our life. We have Rishus, Livchar, Minyanei HaTorah, we have Bechira. And when a person gets all this klar, v'nispar lem v'minu, kikol in yaneim, tunaseim, noegim, mekzeres, habar yisal, v'chefse. When you make your klar, the whole thing, you realize that everything is, all our movement, all our nyanim, are in mekzeres Hashem, v'chefse, it's all Hashem fearing, the whole thing. Even though He gave us Rishus, we're still in His hand to be mekayim it. Even though Natsim Rishus, since Hakol Biyadei Rishusai, if it work out or not, it's all Biyad Hashem. As Amdu Mivchar Ben Yaneam Yaisim Mizulasi. Therefore, when you makir all this, you don't make any decisions, and you don't have any expectations, and you don't choose one way over another. As Amdu Mivchar Ben Yaneam Yaisim Mizulasi. And you betach on Hashem that He should choose for you. He should decide for you, and He should choose. So the Hakara in Hashem's Hashkacha brings you to the Darga that the Baruch Shalom is going to pick for you. So the Chavis Levav is saying over here that even though you're betach in Hashem because of all the good He does for you, and you feel that He's going to take care of you. But how it comes out Lamaisa, you have no expectations in Lamaisa because you don't know, and you don't know anything about how to choose, and also you're leaving it up to Hashem. And the Chazos keeps on saying this again and again, that Fakert, the person that has betachin, is always happy with the matzav that Hashem puts him in. He says in the psicha, wherever Hashem brings you, he's happy with anything he gets. He doesn't have expectations. Anything that she gets, he's happy with.
He wants to be stuck in
the... And he says right in the psicha, simchasei b'chol inyan she'etek olav. Any matzav Hashem puts you, he's happy. This against what his tava is. So here's the question. Question is, why is the person that has betachin always happy and he has no expectations? Whatever Hashem gives him is good for him. Any matzav, Hashem gives him toiv, he doesn't have expectation, he wants more. What's pshat? Chora, if he's taking care of Hashem, he should have high expectations. Like nowadays, everyone says, I have betachin, I'm going to get the best shidduch. I have betachin to get the best job. I have betachin to get the best shtala. People say that. Chazal is clearly saying that...
betachin to get a shidduch.
To get a shidduch. So everything. So it's a stira. Chazal, on one hand, you're betachin Hashem, He's taking care of you, right? On the other hand, Chazal is saying clearly that they don't have any expectations. Whatever Hashem gives you is good. What's pshat?
He said Eishadach, not the best.
Eishadach.
Eiponos.
Eiponos.
That's okay, man.
Right, go for the best.
I mean, yeah.
So what's pshat? What's pshat? The best. It's a stira.
He answered it. A, not the best.
So nowadays you have shidduch. You read the Meshidduch. You read the Meshidduch and you see what happens. It'll take you six.
My Hashem is taking care of me the best.
It'll take you, if you read a Meshidduch nowadays, somebody, it'll take you 6 months to recover. You know that? 6 months. You know why? Because you can't handle the expectations. You can't handle it. It's not my expectation. Right? You can't handle it. It takes you 6 months to recover. The expectations are very high.
Some Shacharim do need 6 months to recover.
Yeah, it's all because of expectations. It's all because of expectations. The shidduch is not perfect. So the expectation is killing us. The Chavis Levav says that Baal Betachin has zero expectations. At the same time, we have Betachin Hashem, He's taking care of us. So how does it all add up? You hear the kasha? How does it all add up? The answer is that there's the Chavis of Avos in Shar Cheshbon Nefesh number 18. Cheshbon number 18. And this is the key to answer the question. Zok the Chavis of Avos, he's talking here about Be'ez Gavusa, Be'ez Gada, V'rochak Meshach Ba'im Azeh. We have tremendous Gavusa, we have tremendous expectations, and his Gadla, we feel very comfortable in Olam Hazeh. V'rochak Mishaylasa, we have very far from our answer. Our answer is very far from our Bakasha. Right? We want a lot, and we can't get to it. V'rochak Mishaylaha, Me'olam Hazeh. He's dealing with this problem. So how do you answer this question? Al yivyacha mash nesoacha bereboy. The fact that Hashem lifted you up should not bring you b'mashah zecharti lachem chasadim v'toivim. Hashem gave us such chasadim and toivim, which gives us the hagash of betachin, because Hashem constantly gives us the tremendous chasadim and toivus, and He lifts us up to have tremendous hasagas. Al yivyacha should not bring you lehiskoyis binyanecha to have gaiva lezgadu b'nafshecha lezroimim. It shouldn't bring you to be misgadol and to misraimim, but tachshav ki min adin hulach v'shat aroy loy v'yeis lecha kamayu. And it's going to bring you to think, I deserve it, it's coming to me, and I have to get it. It shouldn't bring you to that. Elahadbik b'chniyo b'anov v'shiflas. All the godless that Hashem gave you should bring you to achna, anov and shiflas. Should ask Hashem like Kilu, He owes it to you. Because you feel unworthy, because you feel that you have no expectations, because you machniat Hashem, because you're makir Hashem is the one that's giving it to you. So therefore, since you're makir Hashem's giving it to you, you feel unworthy. You feel incapable. You feel undeserving. So therefore, the betachen Hashem brings you not to have expectations, not to work on getting rid of expectations. No such thing, getting rid of expectations. That never happens. A person that has betachen doesn't have expectations. Why? Because he's machniat Hashem, zanhaga. Everything is good. Everything is good. Whatever Hashem brings him is good. He doesn't expect more. Because he realizes he doesn't deserve it. When you have gaiva, you think the whole world's coming to you. That's our problem. The Chazal is saying is that when you have betachin Hashem, you realize that it's not, you're not right for this. And therefore you're mechniat Hashem, and therefore you have no expectations. Whatever Hashem does is good. Whatever Hashem gives you is a chesed. Whatever matzav Hashem puts you in, you don't deserve better. I'm not davening to Hashem to tell Hashem my list of demands.
It's like the Klausenberg Rebbe crying his way through the Holocaust. Look how many people are dying around me. You let me live.
You have no expectations.
Okay.
Because when you machniat Hashem, you have betachin Hashem, you're happy with whatever He gives you. You have no expectations. You're happy with anything comes.
This is not what the expectation, but let's say someone's applying to this kid to go to Masifta. Leaves this
Masifta. So any little thing he gets in, anything he's happy.
No,
he
applied to Masifta.
Whatever, he doesn't have such big expectations. Anything that works will work for him.
Expectation.
Is he feeling inside this kid? Automatically, since it's not Machaniah, Baruch Hu, when he davens to Hashem, he doesn't say, Hashem, do this to me, do this to me, do this to me. He says, I daven to Hashem, I need you, She'argish, Begoydel Chasroini, Alecho, Betchaini Blach. That's the Hergish of Betachin. That I have so machniat Hashem, I'm only coming to daven to Hashem. I'm only coming to Hashem. Why? To show my chesaron and my betachin in you. Not that I'm telling you my demands.
So he should believe his kids and get into the Masifta. He should believe whatever it is. It is.
He's so machniat Hashem that whatever Hashem does, he's happy for him.
So he's not believing this.
In ishtadlus, you try ishtadlus. This is a different sugya. You do ishtadlus. But anything that it comes, he's happy with it. I'm not saying he works on his expectations.
Somebody has had parnosa for his whole life, right? Hashem gave him.
So he definitely expects to continue.
So, if he looks at the Tav Hashem the past, many,
he definitely expects to continue.
He expects to continue. So
just
what do you mean?
Expect.
No expectations.
He's not can't or could. A person that's machniat Hashem has no expectations.
It's not expectations.
It's not a healthy thing to have that expectation.
It is. You feel Hashem taking care of you. That's
right.
A stira.
And they're going to take care of you.
But But that person doesn't have expectations. That person does not have expectations. Why? Because the person comes to give you a gift. You're making a simcha, guy comes to a gift. You have expectations? A person gives you a gift, you have no expectations. Whatever he gives is good. You're machnia.
I'm very nervous about tomorrow morning's breakfast.
No, because at the same time, he feels Hashem's taking care of him.
If you go to a hall, you know it's the top caterer. You go, you know you're having a good meal because you expect, you have demands of him. This guy, that's what he's been doing. He makes good, he's a top caterer.
He knows his father taking care of him. He got breakfast every day.
Yeah.
So his expectations.
Expecting.
But
he doesn't have high expectations in life. He doesn't have high expectations in life.
There's different types of expectations. There's expectations like, I expect you to do
the entitlements.
Entitlements, exactly.
No entitlements.
And then there's expectations. Because what did I do? The guy gave me the schmack and breakfast every day. What do you want me to think? You want me to think I'm not getting tomorrow? That goes like the man of him.
No, but even expectations are a little less. A guy that has achna, you see people, humble people, any shidduch they get, any job they get, they're happy because they didn't expect, they had no expectations.
So it's just
take the first shidduch.
They're happy. No, it's for them, it's lechat chila. They're so happy.
You
have to do according to what you can handle. You know, when the expectations are less, then everything works out much easier.
Are you modifying now? You're saying no expectations are less. Earlier you said no expectations.
Halavai, we could chisel away at one drop all the gaiva that we have today.
But
if I could chisel away one drop, I'm ready.
So the person visits the shidduch, maybe he should say settle.
It's not settling! He didn't expect to get.
No.
He's so machania, it's not settling, that's what I'm saying. If you have to settle, it's not gonna work.
He should say the first shidduch, yes, sure.
No, he's so happy! Someone read me a shidduch, it's such a good shidduch. You have no expectations.
No, but why?
You see all the time. You see people.
You answer yes to the first shidduch, no matter what.
You see people with physical problems, right? Real serious like people in wheelchair, they get married right away. What's shop? Because they're so, anything that comes, they're so happy.
So that's right.
So how come the other people take 10 years? Why? Because a mental illness is worse than a physical illness. What's the mental illness? That you think that you deserve better.
So a guy should...
That's a mental illness.
He should settle in the first shidduch.
That's a mental illness.
The first shidduch shafa goes up, yes, not a problem, get engaged.
If it works, why not? What's all the expectations? It has to be like this. It's like that. No, I'm so happy. It's a
has to be high mish with a.
It has to be this. It has to be that.
A little lit fish. One time, someone told him.
If it works, I'm not saying
she's good. Should have some good, but it didn't click. She says to buy a new clicker.
One rabbi once said, "No bash Yisrael."
There's no line. You don't have any expectations.
What about you saw? So if you say yes to the first shidduch, that should be the call. Now you get the shidduch call.
No, you automatically say yes. You're so happy you got a shidduch.
One rabbi once said, what does the rabbi say? One rabbi once said, no Bas Yisrael should feel as she is settling.
Right, I'm saying you shouldn't settle. I'm good for saying that. You should never settle in life. You should never settle.
Oh,
why?
Because no expectations.
You have no expectations. You're so happy with it. You should never settle.
It's not called settling.
It's not settling.
But it's not called settling. You got
to. It's not settling.
You got to word it a little differently.
If you're machnia Hashem and you don't deserve anything, it's not settling.
It's not called. It's not settling.
It's not settling.
Because you're not in the posture. You're holding that.
Vim eshel melcha and vayis from your Hashem b'sechlusi mashe in a tovli and if I ask from your Hashem. And I'm a shaita, and I hear something that's not really good for me. It's better you don't do it for me. See, Chazavav says that if I daven for something that's really not good for me, don't do it. This is Chazavav's 18. This is where the key problem comes in with Betachin. 18. I already gave everything over to your Naga. Hashem legava libi leramu einai lehilachti begdailas v'neflais many. I didn't go with that path. Because I have betachan Hashem, I didn't go with that mahalach that I have such godless that I expect and it's so hard to get to anything, and it's what's killing us. all these expectations, not letting, it's not just shaduchim, it's every step of life. Nobody can move forward because they have such expectations of everything, so they can't even succeed in what they're supposed to be doing. David HaMelech said, "Lagava libi, liramu einai, lehilachti b'gdayis leisim." Because I'm betech in Hashem, and I realize all the handout from Hashem, so I'm so happy with every single. That's why semech b'chelkai and betachin are connected. The Shlo HaKadosh says that's betachin and semech are connected. Because if you betech, you semech b'chelkai, because you have no expectations.
There's a whole wheel over here. The guy who feels like he's suffering and he complains the whole day, he doesn't have bracha. The guy who is betech b'Hashem and knows that everything happens from Hashem and whatever it is.
As well a gift from Hashem. He has no expectations. And he's happy with everything he gets.
That's a tzinor for bracha.
And he gets, and he's happy. And Taka
gets.
Hishlachti alecha betchayni. Kumayatinik hayoinik. Shekol machzari betchoni al imoi. Shehi yoidas matzarechloi. Chin samti nafshi negdecha. The Toiv Alvan, on this shtickle here, he says, Hishlachti alecha betchoni.
He doesn't get his nefesh. He gets everything.
He gets the bracha. That's our problem. We're using betachin against ourselves. We're using betachin to undermine ourselves. We're like that lady in the famine, in the middle of the hunger, in the churban, where her expectations killed her. Literally killed her. Our expectations are killing us. With our betachin, we're destroying ourselves. Because we didn't learn this chavos avos.
So this is the prerequisite to the Rashi of Tamim Tiyem Hashem
Elokecha. Ah, that's Shan Rashi. That you Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Utitzapa, looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're looking at Hashem. And we have no expectations. We're not looking at the Siddhas. HaKol Mashiv Lechol Kavnis. V'oz Tiyachelke. And then you'll get the bracha. Then Rashi will get the bracha taka. That's the nekuda, because when you stick the gaiva into the whole mish of the betachin, it gets stuck. It's like a clog. It clogs the thing. The betachin is part of the mix.
Well, what's if it's not? The person makes bench al melech, and the bench is so good to me, he'll give me because
he feel that way. You feel that way. You have no expectations. Because you feel achna, whatever Hashem gives me is good.
You're not getting it, you know, there's a reason why.
Hishlachti alecha betchayni k'mayatinik hayoynik. Shkol machzarei betchayni ali imoy. Shehi hayedas matzorech loy. Chein samti nafshi negdecha. I need to come on to you, Hashem. And I'm davening to you. Ani moisis from mitzvasai mashini tzorech alecha. Kadesh Argish Beyoyser Megoidel Hachsarn Shabbai. Why am I davening? I'm not davening because I need this and I need that. That's not why I'm davening. You know why I'm davening? Kadesh Argish Beyoyser Megoidel Hachsarn Shabbai. I should be Margish more the Chasarn in me, how much I need Hashem. That's why I'm davening. To Machniat Hashem. Your davening is not to give a laundry list to Hashem, it's to Machniat Hashem. To realize that's all coming from Hashem, it's all a gift from Hashem. And you're coming on to Hashem, that's why you daven. Not to tell Hashem what to bring you. Toiv Alvanon, right there. I'm saying with my words what I need. That I should realize the grace of Chasarn. To realize that I need you for das. I need you for das. So I'm getting more and more betachin Hashem.
I'm a doyo. What do I know?
I'm nothing. I need a chayin adas.
It's tefillah is
mamash betachin. Betachin. Yeah, chayin adas is a mamash betachin. It's not to tell Hashem a list of demands. He knows what you want. It's the machaniya to Hashem that you need Hashem so much that He's the only one that can help you, and you're showing your grace to chasarin and your need to come to Hashem. And this is pshat. Why the Chavos Avos says, "V'chasha yuvayenu meisel kim yilai l'sasun l'simcha." Whatever Hashem gives him, he's happy. Sasun l'simcha, because he's machniat Hashem. He has betachet. In the psicha, Chavos Avos says in the psicha, "V'chasha yuvayenu meisel kim yilai l'sasun l'simcha." He's always happy with whatever he gets. He doesn't have any expectations. Simchasai b'chol inyan shi'ati kei olav.
Shlomo Rabashka is in jail, so he should think he's in the
same. So the Gemara says, all time after time again, that when you have that you're going with the Mahalach, the Gemara says that you're taking away all your expectations. You have no expectations. So and the Gemara says here, the Gemara says, Beferish, Moram Sachem Daf Kuf Gimel. Bitcha Bagra Shachar Avdecha Menasin La. If your daughter gets old enough to get married, you should free a slave and give it to her. So what's Shanda Gemara? You should throw your daughter under the bus, marry her to a slave. That's what's not Shanda Gemara. You should throw your gaiva under the bus. That's what Gemara is saying. Throw your gaiva under the bus.
What's the words?
Bitcha Bagra Gemara Kuf Yud Gimel in Pesachim. Bitcha Bagra, your daughter is marriageable age, she'd be Bagra. Shachar Avdecha Venas Tainla. Free your slave and give it to her. What's Shanda Gemara? You should throw your daughter under the bus? Give it to a slave, a Schwarzer? No, the Gemara is saying you should throw your gaiva under the bus. Throw your gaiva under the bus.
I don't think that you need such a great shidduch. It's good enough.
It's good enough. Gives yeah. Shem give you a good shidduch. Calm down. Relax. Don't get so carried away with yourself.
Right, exactly.
You're not as chashuv as you think you are.
Well,
nobody else thinks you're so hot.
That my chazal, all the shatchanim's troubles and the heart aggravation will be gone.
They're gone. And the people's own aggravation will be gone too. The Gemara says about Parnassah the same thing. Same Gemara. Kuf Yud Gimel. Amud Aleph. Pshayt nevelta b'shuka v'shkol agro. L'tem b'kana anov agad rabanov. You should go take a lower job and shouldn't say I'm a grace. So what's Shanda Gemara? The Gemara is saying that you should go under the bus. You go under the, throw yourself under the bus. No, you should throw the guy under the bus. You should take it easy. You know you can work. You know. The Gemara says I write to lichyes yamas es atzmai. The Gemara says nachas darga v'natz of itza. You have to go down to get married. Nachas chayz darga v'natz itza.
What's the previous yamas atzmai?
I write to lichyes yamas es atzmai. If you want to live, you have to die.
Throw the
guy. You have to destroy it. You can't live. You can't walk one foot in front of another. We're using the tachin to destroy ourselves. Because we have such gaiva. So, when you're mechniya taka d'shbaruchu, life goes much smoother. When you're mechniya humble, you realize it's a gift from Hashem. And you let Hashem choose for you. And you go along with anhagas Hashem. You don't expect the world. Life goes much easier. And that's shot. Yavya Malik, but now in the time of Purim, Yavya Malik, it's all because of Amalek. Why does Amalek come? So Rashi, Tamer ani beinechem u'mezumen l'chol tzarchechem. I'm always here with you, and I'm taking care of you. V'atim ma'imrim ha'yesha Hashem b'kerbeinu amai, and you guys said, right before that, is Hashem with us? So what's Rashi saying? We have betachen, Hashem is gonna take care of us. The gunna word is the poison. The gunna. That's the poison. Hashem is taking care of us. Hashem is taking care of us. Tomanani beinechem u'mezum l'chol, that we have to plug into the fact that Hashem is taking care of us. This is the problem. Hashem is gonna take care of us. It's gonna get better.
Right,
it's
now gonna.
He's
not.
Huh?
He's saying, right now he's leak.
Yeah, he's not. He's not taking care of me now.
My
he's gonna.
Well,
I can think he's gonna take care of me. Exactly. Tamanai nechem mezum l'chol tzarchechem. I am taking care of you. Hashem is taking care of you. That's why Semech B'chalka is connected to Betachim. So, since a person doesn't feel Hashem taking care of him, so Hashem has to send the reminder. He sends Amalek, right? He sends Amalek. So if we want to get rid of the Amaleks, all the problems, we have to have more hakara that Hashem is taking care of us. The more hakara we have in that, the less Amalek. We don't need Amalek anymore. Where does Amalek come from? It comes from you're not makir tamani benechem umizum l'chol tzarchechem. The less you're makir that's Amalek, as Hashem has to remind you. But if you have that kara,
it is Amalek. What does Amalek have to do with that?
Rashi says that why does Amalek come?
Yeah.
When we don't feel tamani benechem umizum Hashem is taking care of, we don't feel that way. When we don't have that feeling Hashem is taking care of us, then Hashem has to send Amalek to remind us. This is a mashal. Mashal ma'ad avadayim.
Well, we need Hashem.
That reminds us. When we get these Simchas Torah reminders, that's somehow or other the way a person's brain works. Is then he goes to Hashem. When things are going well, he forgets about Hashem. It's a mad nazach. That's how a person is. When he gets tzaras,
he's in a foxhole.
All of a sudden, it should be fakir. When you have good, you should be running to Hashem, right?
Right. desperate, that's the problem.
When desperate, that's the show.
What a gosher expression. What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately, yeah.
You have any that
Hashem hates me. He hates people. Hashem hates me.
You know, it's funny that a person gets old and things stop working properly like they used to do when they were young. And then all of a sudden he starts counting his blessings. Meanwhile, the machine, you know, who's running around, everything's working, doesn't stop to think.
Let's stop for a second. Tamar ani beinechem zumen lechol tzarcheichem. Hashem is taking care of us. Not that he's going to take care of us. He's going to give me a shadow. He's going to give me this. He's going to give me that. I'm coming out against the word gonna. I think that's where the poison lies. So what's pshat over here? What's pshat that you have betachan Hashem, you talk about betachan, Hashem's taking care of you, and you feel taka relax, but then you have to pull back. You have to pull back and say, I'm not Roy. Everything he does is good enough. You have to pull back. What's pshat? And this goes into understanding the drachim of Hashem, hayde'eni no asrachecha ve'edu'acha l'man emsachein be'enacha. Parashat Kesisa, Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me your ways and I will know you. If you get to know Hashem, then we will find favor in the eyes of Hashem. How do you find favor in the eyes of Hashem? Haskil v'yadeo oisi ki be'ele chafatzti. I want you to know me. So the kasha is, v'risa sachari panel leiro. You can't see Hashem. How are you going to get to know Hashem? It says, the way you get to know Hashem, right? Then I'll find favor in Hashem's eyes. But you can't know Hashem, right? That's the problem. You can't get to know Hashem. So Sepurna by the Kruvim says that the Kruvim on the Aron, we all know, was the holiest place in the entire universe. That's where the Makom HaShechina came on the Kruvim. The Kruvim were two human beings with wings, right? Human beings on wings. Pnei Adam with wings on them, like Malachim. The Sepurna's Mazba, the Dmus of the Kruvim, is Pnei Adam with wings, because Adam represents Seichel. When you see a tree, you see in the flight of Bayreb, you don't see any Seichel. You see a mensch, that's the highest epitome of Seichel in this world, that we could be Masik as a human being. That's like the most amazing Nivra. So if we want to bring our level of understanding Hashem to the highest level, we see the fact that He made a human being that gives us the closest hasaga to Hashem through seeing a human being. But it's on wings. Why is it on wings? Because it's lamayla from that. That means it's lamayla, right? It's lamayla from our... This is taka a human being, but Hashem made a human being. So it can't be a human being. It has to be lamayla. So our biggest hasaga of Hashem is a person on wings, which is lamayla. That we think about Hashem, we see all the different people in the world. It's unbelievable to see how Hashem made every single person different. Everyone looks different. And that's the Sag of Hashem on the highest level, or Bar Seichel. And it's Lamaila from that. The Baruch Shalom is with wings. Lamaila from that. Lahabid Elokim Haskel V'Deo Isi. To look at Hashem, you get to know Hashem by seeing His Pu'ulas that He made in the world. V'Zayasa B'Habid Nefloisav M'Toyraisav. Hamaris Maifis place Maisa Vadarkituva. We see from the Torah the greatness of a Kashrach from the Torah, and that brings us to the saga of seeing the Maisim and the play Maisa Vadarkituva, all the good Hashem does in the world. That brings us to the most hasaga we could have Hashem Shayach in this world is through the Bria, through the Chesed, through the Flois, and through the Torah. And that's how we get to know Hashem. So we visualize Hashem through the Maisim. We can't know Hashem Himself. So the most we could be masik is mitzad pulaisav. V'zayikra the seichel anushi kishayaskil mitzias habayre yisala eshahayev sheetzli. When you visualize Hashem, the most shayich that you're able to in your realm of hasaga. And that's parse knuf kanafayim parsim lamaila. That's what brings us to the most hasaga of lamaila. But why is it Zachar in a cave? Zach the Sepurna, why is it Zachar in a cave? Right? The Gemara says in Yuma, there was the Zachar in a cave. Right? When trying to master Hashem, mind of community, Zachar in a cave, what's the var? The Teretz is that the Nakuda of a Zachar is that which is a nice thing, we try our best to be master Hashem as much as possible, that's Zachar. But in the cave is the Makabal, that we have to pull back. that no matter what we're masik of Hashem, of a sogas alikos, we have to pull back and we don't know anything. That's the nekeva. We're just the makaba. We don't know anything. We zachar, we masik Hashem as much as shayach, but it's nekeva.
That's why the ladies are all humble?
Nekeva. You have to pull back. You have to be humble. You have to. You don't understand Hashem. You don't know anything. We know anything. We don't know anything. The Ebishim made all the people. We have to be masik. Human being that walks and talks. The Ebishim made that. Baal Bechira, the whole thing is beyond our. So it's zachar and nekeva. We're masik, but we know nothing. So you have to always pull back.
The ladies are clueless, so that's why they're more humble?
The humble. The humble is the key, because the minute you know, it's garnished.
Right. They think you know.
So zachar and nekeva, you have to be zachar, you have to know, right? You have to know, but you have to be nekeva. You have to see you don't know. So Mela, that's why in life, the betachanas is done properly. The betach and Hashem, Hashem's taking care of me. But I have to pull back, like in the cave, to pull back and say, I don't know anything, I'm machniyat Hashem, I don't deserve anything, and anything Hashem gives for me is good enough, I have no expectations because of that. V'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'yisi lahem le'likim. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought his Shechina down to Klal Yisrael, and I will be to you for Hashem. V'yisi lahem le'likim means Hashem's going to take care of us. V'yisi lahem le'likim. Hashem's here with us, He takes care of us. He's here with us, taking care of us. That's a Yisrael Mekim. So what's the Shechanti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael? What's the added thing, the Shechanti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael? Well, Yisrael Mekim, Hashem's taking care of us. He's here with us. What's the thing with Shechanti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael? The Shechanti is that He moved in. What's the Vart that Hashem moved in? That we have to take care of Him. And we have to take care of Him. So the Sipurno, L'kabel avaydasam beratzayim, Hashem's makabel arvoid is the concept of avoida. L'shmayas tfilasam. And Hashem's here now. We're davening to Him. We're doing avoida. That's our part, right? We're doing for Hashem. What's the part? V'yisilam l'kim. Hashem's here for me l'kim. But I want more. It's not good enough. I want more. V'shachantim b'seich b'nei Yisrael. You have to do more. You have to maintain it. You have to do more. You have to do avoida. You have to connect to Hashem. You have to do His tefillah. You have to do avoida. That's the Shechanti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. That's what you could do more. You want more, you have to do more. There's an unbelievable Ramban on that pasuk, L'Shachni B'Seichem in Parshas Tetzaveh, that people think that the Rebbeinu Shel made the world, L'Tzarech HaAdam, and you see from this pasuk, Zakti Ramban, that's not true. Hashem made the world, L'Tzarech Gavaya, for the Rebbeinu Shel's Tzarech. Yisrael Ashi B'cha Espoir. It's there, the Torah is there for us to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yadu ki ani Hashem Melekechem asher yitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni b'soichem, ani Hashem Melekechem. We're doing avoda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when it comes to betachin, there's a major stira. The Chazal Zavov says, you're not a test Hashem. And then the Chazal Zavov himself says, b'chanunin ha-bezais is going on betachin, he's supposed to test Hashem. Teretz says that we don't test Hashem. We don't test Hashem. We don't test Hashem. But what's the Bechadun of Zeis? That if you put more into it, if you connect Hashem more, then you'll get out more. V'shechantim b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Because Ruch is here, right? And he's tamid b'neichem, azum b'chol tzerchechem. But you want more? You want more? You have to do more. The only time the Chavos Levavos says in the entire Shaar B'tachin, you're going to get more, is if you do more. You do more, you'll get more. That's what he says. You want Hashem to answer you? Do more. Why? Because it's in your hands to expand the relationship more. The testing Hashem is that if you do more, you give tzedakah, you do more avoda, then you're expanding the relationship more. Then Hashem can give you more. Because you're connecting more, you're doing more on your part. So the hachna to Hashem and the connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shachanti b'sech b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lehem l'likim, that's Zakta Sipurna, Mizay Yischayiv Nitzchiyusam. That's how we have Nitzchiyus, because we're connected to Hashem. We don't have any middleman in between. It's directly Hashem v'Klal Yisrael. That's the highest madrega of our connection. V'yisi lehem l'likim, there's no middleman, we're connected to Hashem, that's Nitzchiyus. V'shachanti b'sech b'nei Yisrael. So the bottom line is, as far as the expectation is concerned, that a person with betachen has no expectations. He's so happy whatever comes his way. He's so tefridin And so, like in the Shleimim, that Hashem, whatever Hashem is giving him, he has no expectations because Machnia Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara says that if you take on these Mahalach, Machnia Hashem, then you'll be able to go right through life without any issues, no bumps. Have a good day.
Shukaya.